This parable is so familiar to us that unless we're very alert, we sort of coast. But this is God talking to us. This is the living, eternal Son of God, teaching us something about forgiveness. Forgiveness is lost in the depths of God. It is so profound, so beyond human thinking. There are examples, of course, of people who have forgiven outside the church, outside Israel, outside, you know, but not many. The heart of it is to have our own heart so changed by the forgiveness of God that we know what it means to forgive. Now, there are many levels to this. One is, God has forgiven me, so I should forgive. Another level is, I have experienced what forgiveness really is. And now I know what and how I should offer to everyone else. How do we get to know what forgiveness really is? We have to experience it. We have to see what sin is, what our sin is, and experience God's reaction to it in mercy. Our words are words. On one level, our Lord is saying, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. And we can do our best to let go of anger and desire for revenge and on a lesser level, impatience and so forth. But we haven't really hit forgiveness. Forgiveness is an act which is the closest a human being can come to being like God. And we have to learn it from God. When God begins to let us know our sin, to really see what that means, we take it so lightly. We have offended God. Oh yeah. God. Not only the greatness, the majesty, the power, the authority, but the mercy. He died for us. We should pray for this. We should pray to experience God's mercy. And then we'll know what it really means to forgive. In the meanwhile, we do well to act rationally and say, God forgave me, I better forgive this person. That's good. But it's so far from what our Lord is trying to get us to do here. Why don't we take a moment and just think of God's forgiveness in silence before we go on. Just ask the Lord to show us what He has done for us. That norm which only God can show us is the norm for our way of acting. It's divine. But we're told we have to be perfect, as our Father is perfect. We have, in our own day, sort of reduced religion to morality. I'm a very good person. I hope you are. But that's not faith. Faith is loving God and understanding what it means to forgive. It's hidden in the depths of God. Often, the first step is for us to see our sin as it really is. If we weren't strengthened by God at that moment, we'd be so terrified we could die. See our sin as it really is. But we are strengthened at that moment because we see it through the eyes of the mercy of Christ. And it takes our breath away. Now we're prepared, and you would think, after having been prepared, the rest would be easy. But it's not. And we start to see the depth of our perversion, the blindness of this servant. The text says he owed him myriads of denarii. Well, a denarius is a day's wage. So he owed him. In other words, the largest amount of money, like a coin or a bill, is a denarius. The largest amount that the ancients ever counted was a myriad. This is the biggest way, as I tried to explain the other day. We Westerners, you know, dominate reality by measuring it. And we're good at that. And thank God, it makes good things. But to equate that with knowledge is, again, very, you know, where's the intuition? Where's the love? Where's the humanity in measuring and dominating? This has ruined biblical studies, among other things. Where is it? Do I measure when I'm with somebody? Do I dominate? Often. And I calculate. This one's going to be useful to me. This one's not going to be useful to me. You know? That's not the way God is. And we have to learn from God how he is. And then forgive. This is the call. If you were to go through the Gospels, the most consistent thing that our Lord talks about is forgiveness. Right? Here, he finishes this parable. And he says, you know, he has this fellow put into jail, tortured. The idea there, as I've tried to explain before, is to get the whole family and everybody to gather together and collect all the money they can and get this guy out. I mean, what's causing pain to him isn't going to get this fellow his money back, you know, as such. But getting this, getting the whole family, the whole clan, of course, this is impossible, this particular debt. I mean, the figure here, I think it's Josephus who says that the tax that the Romans exacted from the whole province of Judea was 600 of these things. And here he's owed myriads, tens of thousands of them. We're going to come and receive the body of the Lord and drink his blood in a few minutes. Make sure that there's no one excluded in any way. Now, I'm not talking about emotions. You know, if we've been very badly hurt yesterday, we're probably still feeling it a little bit. But where's our heart? Where's our heart? Lord, I forgive. And you'll find this, that when you actually say to God, I forgive so-and-so, there is a release in you as well as in the other person. And though your emotions may go on for quite a while, you'll have authority over them. Every time you see this person, you feel a little bit, that'll go. Just put it to death. And then you see, my Father will The measure with which you measure out is the measure you're going to receive. This is a mystery. Even forgive is too small a word for what God does. And remember, it cost him his blood.